This is VOA News via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met Wednesday at the U.S. Air Base in Ramstedt, Germany, with his German counterpart Heiko Maas ahead of a virtual 20-nation ministerial meeting on the situation in Afghanistan. Before their meeting, Blinken and Maas told them he was Germany had been able to help the United States carry out its evacuation activities, and he hoped to discuss how they can continue the evacuation mission that is not yet finished, as well as how things will go on in Afghanistan and how they will find a common position on all these issues. Before flying to Germany, Blinken stressed the U.S. and its Western allies are calling on the Taliban to follow through on its pledge to allow anyone with valid travel documents to leave Afghanistan if they choose to do so. That includes foreign nationals and Afghan citizens, as well as permitting flights currently ready to fly out of Afghanistan to agreed upon onward destinations. The issue has been a focus since the United States withdrew from Afghanistan at the end of August, ending a two-decade military presence in a final effort to evacuate thousands of people from the country. Many people who wanted to leave Afghanistan were unable to do so before the U.S. withdrawal. Shortly after his arrival and ahead of talks with a German foreign minister, Blinken met with his staff in charge of evacuation operations at the base. Ramstein has been a major stopover hub for Afghanistan evacuees, with around 34,000 flown to the U.S. base for layovers. Some 22,000 evacuees have already left the base for the United States or other locations. Foreign official told the Associated News agency, Ramstein is effectively serving as a pop-up international airport with all the layers of security you would find at such a facility, stressing the security procedures are robust. The head of the World Health Organization Wednesday called on the world's wealthiest nations with large COVID-19 vaccine supplies to refrain from administering vaccine booster shots for the rest of this year to allow the world's lower-income nations to catch up. During a briefing at the agency's headquarters in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus reminded reporters that last month he called for a global moratorium on booster doses at least until the end of September to allow other nations to vaccinate their most at-risk people in the world, those who had yet to receive a single dose. Tedros said there's been little change in the global vaccine situation since then, so he's now calling for an extension of that moratorium until at least the end of the year to enable every country to vaccinate at least 40% of its population. The WHO chief said 5.5 billion vaccine doses have now been administered worldwide, but 80% of those doses have been administered in high and upper middle income countries. He said nearly 9% of high income countries have now reached the 10% target, and more than 70% have reached the target. Not a single low income country reached either target. Tedros said high-income countries have promised to donate more than 1 billion doses, but less than 15% of those doses have materialized. The trial of 20 people linked to the November 15th terrorist attacks in France opened in Paris Wednesday, with main defendant Salah Abdeslam declaring to the court that he was a fighter for the Islamic State. Abdeslam is the lone surviving attacker from the night of November 13th, 2015, when non-Islamic State terrorists, mostly from France and Belgium, launched a multi-pronged attack at the National Stadium, various bars and restaurants, and a concert at the Bataclan Theater. A total of 130 people were killed, 90 of them at the concert hall. At least 490 people were injured. Reporting from the Mo, I'm Jeff Cunningham.